This is Long-Term Care Connections for January 7, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. The 2026 National Quality Award deadline is coming up fast. If you are planning to apply for a Bronze, Silver, or Gold Quality Award, you must submit your application by 5 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd. Find all the info you need and the link to apply on the awards portal at acanCal.org. WACA members, we are looking for assisted living and skilled nursing facility representatives to share positive stories that have impacted operations, staff, and our resident lives at our 2026 RCS Provider Forums. Presentations are generally 10 to 15 minutes maximum and can reflect changes made, programs adopted, or resident outcomes that positively reflect the care and services long-term care facilities provide every day that often go unnoticed. RCS Provider Forums are held quarterly, with the first coming up on March 5th. Assisted living providers who want to share your story and showcase your facility, please contact Vicky McNeely. SNFs, reach out to Elena Madrid. The landscape of post-acute and long-term care is changing rapidly, and the growth of assisted living communities is playing a pivotal role in how older adults are living and accessing their medical care. The Post-Acute and Long-Term Care Medical Association, or PALTMED, is hosting a virtual symposium on January 28th to help providers navigate these changes. The Embracing the Evolution of Assisted Living Symposium will feature relevant, content-rich discussions on topics such as evolving practice styles, value-based care, improving transitions of care, and legislative initiatives. Find the link to more information and to register on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. Do you know a woman in long-term care going above and beyond to make a difference? Nominations are now open for McKnight's Women in Distinction Award, and if you submit an Outstanding Woman in Long-Term Care for consideration by the standard deadline of Friday, January 9th, you will save on the entry fee. Find more information on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. CMS recently announced the Make America Healthy Again, Enhancing Lifestyle and Evaluating Value-Based Approaches Through Evidence, or ELEVATE, model. This voluntary initiative is designed to test lifestyle and functional medicine interventions that are not currently covered by Medicare fee-for-service. The model complements traditional medical care by encouraging psychological, nutritional, physical, and self-care interventions to support whole-person care. Participation is limited to organizations that provide whole-person functional or lifestyle medicine services directly to patients, or that partner with other organizations to deliver these services. Eligible organizations must demonstrate experience in delivering evidence-based health and wellness interventions, measuring their impact, and accurately collecting and reporting data in a timely manner while ensuring appropriate beneficiary safeguards. Read this week's LTC Connections for more information. CMS has posted a new resource for MDS assessment-based measures. The recorded presentation describes the new data validation process and supports facilities in understanding the purpose and structure of the process, including the notification and submission process, required activities for selected SNFs, and where to find key resources. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for direct links to the recorded presentation, slides, and transcript, as well as contact information for any questions you might have regarding this training. In this grassroots update, your voice matters this session. On December 23rd, Governor Ferguson released his supplemental budget proposal. Since its release, WACA has been working closely with our members to outline the serious consequences this proposal poses for long-term care. The governor's proposal cuts Medicaid rebuses for both skilled nursing and assisted living, eliminating nearly $148 million in rate adjustments tied to 2024 costs. This decision rolls back hard-won legislative progress to stabilize and invest in long-term care and leaves providers operating on outdated 2022 cost reports for years behind real-world expenses. This is unsustainable. Visit the WACA Advocacy Action Center to send a personal, powerful message today and contact Aiden Swain at WACA.org for more information about ways to get involved in advocacy work throughout the coming session. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. It's time, once again, to review the top 10 citations in Washington's long-term care facilities. Join Vicky McNeely on January 15th to go over the most common citations in assisted living, and with Elena Madrid on January 22nd to learn about the issues that most frequently occur in skilled nursing facilities. Understand why these citations happen, be prepared for your next survey or inspection, and avoid common mistakes. Registration is now open for the virtual Winter Symposium. Join Waka and other expert presenters, February 17 to 19, for a fully virtual conference focusing on leadership, operations, and regulatory and legislative issues. You can earn up to 5 CEUs for each day you attend from the comfort of your home or office. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waka.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.